InfoWars. Tomorrow's news, today.
Fortune tanto vulnera, sibilantibus ocellis. Fortune amici vulnera, sutra imprepelis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are 49 days, 14 hours, 59 minutes, 23 seconds out from the most important election in world history. I am your host, Alex Jones. We are 125 days, 23 hours, 59 minutes, 14 seconds from his inauguration. The real time we've got here that they're going to try to kill Trump with everything they've got and start wars, cyber attacks, they've got it all pre-planned, pre-programmed, is not the 49 days. It is the date until Trump gets into office. Thank you for joining us on this Monday, September 16th, 2024 broadcast. I am your host, Alex Jones. You will get the most powerful, accurate intel on what's happening and unfolding here in the battle to restore our republic and stop World War III than you will get anywhere else. Jack Posobiec, who's got major breaking news and private investigators on the ground. I know the investigators well, in Pennsylvania and now in Florida. Will be joining us coming up in 30 minutes at the bottom of the hour with major breaking news. Now, we now know that Ryan Wesley Roth, despite the corporate press trying to lie, has hated Trump, has called for assassinations, wants nuclear war because he believes humanity needs to be purged. He is a complete and total leftist psychotic with heavy connections to the CIA. He was not just in the operations for the U.S. Foreign Legion in Ukraine the last 2.5 years, living there over a year. He came back to recruit and was directed by organizations directly under the control of the CIA to recruit here in the United States to send troops over there. He also worked with the Azov Battalion. He bragged about it. They've expunged his Facebook, Instagram. They, for I guess government requests, we don't know yet, but Elon left it up about 6 hours, then they took it down off X. We have copies of it all. We have a whole bunch of videos of him speaking. I mean, this guy is a classic out-of-his-mind leftist Fruit Loop. He also was convicted of a weapon of mass destruction, but given probation, pointing towards he's been a Fed for a very, very long time, since the early 2000s. And we have the Feds running the investigation as usual. Myself and Eric Prince and others have said we need Governor DeSantis to come in immediately and conduct their own investigation. They have that right at the state level. The feds have to ask permission. It is all coming up today, a massive, massive, massive broadcast for you. You can also pick up the live feeds and share them. We're getting tens of millions of views, 40 million on Friday, covering World War III developments, and over 10 million views for the show yesterday, just on X alone. So congratulations to all the viewers and listeners for spreading the word, and Elon Musk letting me out of the cage. The Titans have been released, and you are the Titan. I am just your co-pilot here. So keep sharing the live links from Real Alex Jones, Infowars.com/show, and band.video. Massive transmission, so much intel, all straight ahead. If you want tomorrow's news today, you are going to get it here. And remember, we can't fund this operation without your help, so please support. We make it easy.
This bad boy is the number one seller at the AlexJonesStore.com. Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. Folks love it. I love it. I love wearing this out in public. And it also lets the globals, the leftists know we are standing up against them, and we know who they serve, and we know who we serve. The BlackRock globalist-controlled left, from academia to the media, is obsessed with bullying you into silence because their ideas are illegal and unpopular. And if you simply speak up, it's game over. So stop thinking it's just Alex Jones or Tucker Carlson or Donald Trump to save the world. It's all of us together. And wearing T-shirts in public that promote freedom is key. It doesn't just show our enemies we're awake. Other people see it and realize how popular freedom is. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's a win-win. Get great shirts at thealexjonesstore.com. Fund the operations. We fight the tyrants at point-blank range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now and don't let the left silence you. thealexjonesstore.com.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWarsMD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance. Or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula, meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWarsMD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's Monday, September 16th, 2024. Let me read you the live show headline up on InfoWars.com. Monday bombshell broadcast. Secret Service and the FBI confirms Trump's Sunday golf game was a snap decision, indicating the CIA-connected anti-Trump would-be assassin had inside help. Jack Posobiec has got some of the best sources out there. He's joining us coming up in about 26 minutes from now. We are 125 days, 23 hours, 53 minutes, 16 seconds until the Trump inauguration. As I've been saying, before they even tried to kill Trump 2+ months ago in Butler, Pennsylvania, he is way ahead. The real numbers are landslide, but they've got 10% fraud baked in. He's 15 points ahead on average in the battlegrounds, 20-plus points nationwide. They know he's set to win, and people just go out and vote. We haven't rolled back all of the election fraud, but I'd say about 50% of the election fraud has been rolled out with other big Supreme Court wins in multiple states like Pennsylvania and others, where they're saying you can't have those fake mail-in ballots with fake signatures with dates after the election. So that right there is going to nail their ass. More victories with RFK Jr. getting his name off the ballot via lawsuits when states refused. There's a lot happening, and you've got Texas and Nevada and a bunch of other states pulling millions and millions and millions of fake voters, dead people and illegal aliens, over 1,100,000 in Texas alone 3 weeks ago. That's why they be crapping their britches, ladies and gentlemen. We are closing in on big victory with 49 days out from the election, and then it's real game time, the 76 days of civil war, if you believe the top Democrats like Jamie Raskin, the evil congressman quarterbacking much of these operations. Now, there's so many angles to hit here today. We have MSNBC, CNN, all of them, and we have the clip saying Trump's causing the violence himself. He brought it on himself. It's his fault because his rhetoric. His rhetoric isn't one-tenth as incendiary as the Democrats. And then they say, oh, Elon Musk put out a tweet saying, well, why aren't they trying to kill Harris and Kamala? Because there's establishment. That's why. That's what he meant. They said that was a threat. They're calling for Secret Service investigations. Meanwhile, I have compilations of everybody from Kamala Harris to you name it calling for violence and saying violence is good. It's crazy. Then you've got myself saying it the minute this happened, and Eric Prince and others, that you cannot have the feds do this investigation, that they will do a whitewash that's now been confirmed, just like Butler, Pennsylvania. The state has the jurisdiction and the right to come in and do its own parallel investigation, separate from the feds, and the Justice Department and the FBI should not be in control of this. They've proven they're totally compromised, and that leads us to so many other angles we'll go to, but first let me go to the big enchilada right now. The big enchilada right now for you. And the good news is InfoWars is never went away where they tried to shut us down in the last 6 years. And we've been reaching hundreds of millions a week conservatively. Now we're reaching, let's not exaggerate, 500 million a week right now. So we're hitting on all cylinders thanks to you spreading the word, your Paul Revere excitement, sharing the article, sharing the link, sharing the video, sharing the post on Real Alex Jones. and the InfoWars post and Owen's post and Harrison's post and Geyser's post and McBreen's post and Adon's post and everybody else and our writer's post. So great job to the viewers and listeners. We are winning the InfoWar, which is why the enemy wants to kill Trump, because we're winning intellectually, we're winning culturally, we're winning not just here but worldwide. Populism is exploding at light speed, and so the New World Order is bringing in war and tyranny. And of course, the big backdrop to the big enchilada I'm about to cover in a moment concerning the second that we know of assassination, you know there's been others that didn't get as close, where there's smoke, there's a lot of fire. We have the announcement last week, now confirmed, that Biden has greenlit U.S.-made missiles. They put the explosives in them in Europe. They complete construction there, but it's their U.S.-made Storm Shadows. Heavy cruise missiles will start raining down on Russia sometime, any moment. And Russia has said that is a declaration of war officially, and Russia will respond hitting NATO targets, including outside of Russia. And then we go directly to full war, draft, conscription, even if it's a conventional war. The Pentagon saying it'll last 20 to 30 years. The EU says this will be their new business model. It's a 20 to 30-year war. I've been covering the different Macron and defense ministers and the UK defense minister all saying this the last year. Their new model is an endless war with Russia. And you've got Bolton saying, don't worry, Russia will never use nukes. So we'll just have a long, decades-long war with Russia. That's horrible as well. That they're rolling the dice big time. So they said in the news, they discussed it, and then Friday came and they said, well, he agreed to it, but he doesn't want it hyped in the media. Just like when he blew up the Nord Stream pipeline, didn't want to take responsibility. It'll be on record who rains these storm shadows down, who's guiding them, who's directing them with U.S. and Western satellites. So you got that going on that's ultra massive. And as I said, Friday, they need to kill Trump imminently to get set up for the long war with Russia, because he'll end it instantly by cutting off the money and making Russia do a peace deal, which Russia says they're ready to do. And then before it even came out, at about 5:45 Central, an hour and 45 minutes into the Sunday show last night, that the would-be assassin Ryan Wesley Roth, 58, was part of the Foreign Legion in Ukraine and was actually an officer and was basically recruiting with the CIA Western fighters out of North America, the Canada, and the U.S., as well as Afghanistan. He was trying to go there and fight. He even met with U.S. senators and had articles about him in the New York Times and other newspapers. He was a hero, they said. Even before that broke, I said, I think this is about getting rid of Trump to make way for war with Russia. Because the shooting happened at about what? The attempted shooting and the Secret Service shooting back at about 2:30 Central. I got on air at 4, didn't break for an hour and 45 minutes that indeed that was it. But Sobek, 6 months ago on the show, said, look for them to use Ukrainian U.S. fighters to kill and do assassinations. And then now here we are. A lot of other people also made that point. So this is insane. And the CIA runs the whole operation, that's admitted. And all these documents are coming out. So we have them. Again, that's a giant, long course golf course. I mean, some of the drives are 250, 300 yards. A huge, state-of-the-art, when he built it back in the 90s, $45 million golf course. It cost $200 million to build today. And it's surrounded by woods so that it doesn't bother the neighborhoods. And it's got roads on three sides. And he knew right where to park his car, reportedly just for about a minute, got out with a gun, ran up with a backpack with his rifle, with his sniper rifle, got up at the chain-link fence, and the Secret Service saw in their binoculars a guy in a shooting stance, and they're still not sure if he fired or they fired first. Shots were reportedly exchanged. And days before it came out, Time Magazine ran the headline that Trump's in trouble with an image of him photoshopped in a sand pit. Maybe Newsweek will run another headline or Time will saying, Madam President, that Hillary had won and publishing it the day after she lost. But that's what they're doing. And so he knew right where to be, right where to be dropped in, right where Trump was. But the Secret Service that was with Trump, that guard him with their lives, are good people, they stopped him. Then the citizen that had seen him go in the woods Saw him run out, jump in the SUV, drive away, pointed the cops out as the cops came screeching up, and they got him. We've got the photo of him in the squad car. We'll put up on screen for TV viewers as well. All of it is at Real Alex Jones and InfoWars.com if you want to see it, if you're a radio listener. Because remember, for all the viewers out there, I describe things. You're like, why are you describing it? We can see it. We're on over 300 radio stations. That's why I do that. So bear with me when I do that. Now, I could break all this down, and Jack Posobiec's coming up, and I will, but Ian Carroll, who I've been following for years, who reaches hundreds of millions of people a week as well, is an incredible investigative journalist. His work is about 99% accurate. Mine's about 98%, but I'm more prolific, so I'm going to make more mistakes. But he is, in fact, I've just said 99. I've never seen him be wrong. He is an incredible researcher, and he filed a 7-minute report that we're going to upload ourselves on our format so it gets even more views. And the report's up on InfoWars.com. Insane leftist Trump assassin linked to CIA military industrial complex. I mean, he's not linked. The CIA runs all of it. I told you that 11 years ago in the proxy war when it went official 2.5 years ago. And I've got stacks of news admitting they run the recruiting of the foreign legions that come there. So this guy was he was a total supporter of Kamala Harris, in contact with the campaign, had bumper stickers on his car, huge supporter. His son said, yeah, that's my dad. Of course he hates Trump. Everybody does. No, everybody doesn't. So, and he was also a big LGBT guy, of course. So that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. So here is Ian Carroll's excellent report. We're going to post this on X here in a few minutes. Share it like the future depends on it, because it does. The good news is, unlike Butler, where they tried to cover it up, it had some success the first few days, though it came out later. We were on this, all of you were on this, minute one. The media tried to say, oh, it was just, you know, like they did before Trump fell down. Nobody shot at him. Google for months said nothing happened, wouldn't let you search Trump assassination. Forbes and AP were still saying it was an assassination attempt 8 hours after, on July 13th. They tried to say, oh, it was just gang-related, two people shooting each other, just gangs. Trump, it wasn't directed at Trump. It's a high crime area, which isn't true. It's the richest area in the U.S., not high crime. And then that faded away real quick because Sean Hannity got a call that morning to go later when Trump decided to do it. He decided not to go because he didn't want to get murdered. He said, I play golf with him. I just slow him down. He said, I didn't know there'd actually be a real attempted murder there. So Hannity called up Trump, called up other witnesses. They all said the same thing. Guys in the woods shooting at him. Secret Service shoots back. You know, they tackle Trump. And then the media was still saying, nope, nothing happened. That's, again, the fix was in. You'd have heard that a gang member killed him if they'd been successful. So here's Ian Carroll's excellent report.
So the new Trump assassin just dropped, and there's some spicy details already. Ryan Routh, very strange guy who's lived a very strange life. And this time, the internet was wise and archived all of his socials as much as possible before the FBI took it all down. So here's some basics on what we know about him, and one really interesting rabbit hole about who he might be. Right off the bat, though, it's super early. This is all speculative. Take your time, pump the brakes. We're just digging through dirty laundry. We don't know what sticks yet. But this guy is a private American citizen who traveled to Ukraine on his own dime, to help recruit civilian soldiers to fight for Ukraine and Afghan special forces. He was like recruiting on his Facebook page. Here's an archive of all of his tweets that look pretty damn automated to me. They pretty much all look like this. In a past life in Hawaii, he apparently ran this company that made a single tiny home and a single Facebook page and never did anything else with it. Super weird. But I grabbed everyone that he followed on Twitter before they deleted it. He only followed 60. And right down at the bottom of that list, which I think indicates his first follow, is this girl named Sue Kim, who is ex-CIA, along with some other very interesting things. Now again, reminder, this is just speculation, digging through Twitter dirt. Maybe this chick is just a wonderful, patriotic person that's helping America. Who knows? But her account is private, meaning why does he follow her? I've been digging around, and one of my followers said that they found her in the people that follow him back. I have not been able to confirm that for myself because they took the account down. If you've got a video of the 1,200 followers that followed him, that would be great to know. He says that she was at the bottom of his followed list, meaning that she followed him right when he made the account. That would make sense, seeing as she's at the bottom of his following list of who he follows, too. I mean, every asset needs a handler. And when you go through some of these other affiliations here, you get what is essentially the CIA training grounds at Johns Hopkins University. It explores the relationship between politics and the many kinds of military power, from the use of terror by small non-state groups to the threatened use of nuclear weapons. Its director is John McLaughlin, who is literally an ex-acting director of the CIA and ex-deputy director of the CIA, three-decade career at the CIA. David is third on the list of people at the top of this institution at the university. 30-year career in Army Special Forces, various special operations, invading various countries, as well as Operation Enduring Freedom. You get the idea. Anyways, RAND Corporation, that's a military-industrial complex think tank, kind of like the Atlantic Council. And LMI org, yeah, that's like a military-industrial complex education and training program as well. Preliminary findings on the internet when you search our homeboy, the shooter, show his arrest record, including in 2002, possession of weapons of mass destruction, class F felony, along with three other blocks of things like possession of handguns or concealed weapons and driver's license stuff. We don't know any of this yet. We're just digging through dirty laundry on the internet. It's hard to tell what's real. But this is a photo of the weapon he used and the setup he had. People are speculating it looks an awful lot like, you know, Russian-Ukrainian class of rifle. He's doing these weird recruitment ops in Ukraine for civilians. Well, he's like posting on his Facebook all the time to like no followers about how he's recruiting hundreds of civilians to fight for Ukraine. Like posting for like Afghan special forces to contact him so they can come fight in Ukraine. But he's like just a random citizen from Hawaii. And one of the 60 people he follows is this CIA gal that allegedly follows him back. That looks an awful lot like a handler or a contact. His account looks an awful lot like a bot or an MK Ultra or a Pato. Who knows what the hell this is? His criminal record looks an awful lot like what you might expect a kind of guy in this kind of line of work to leave behind. And then there's the weird video evidence getting turned up.
One, officials in Kyiv simply aren't interested in recruiting them.
Ukraine is reluctant to be cooperative.
That's Ryan Ruth, a U.S. citizen who set up the International Volunteer Center in Ukraine to help connect foreigners to Ukrainian military units.
Now I'm talking to over 100 soldiers every day, and pretty much all of my contacts in Ukraine, they were adamant and pretty much yelled at me every time that I suggested that we bring in Afghans.
The Ukrainian government didn't respond to our request for comment. But a source close to the officials in Kyiv told Semaphore that their top concern is the question of loyalty in the thick fog of war.
The biggest thing is spies. They're afraid that anybody and everybody is a Russian spy.
Shout out to some bitch I know on X, who currently has one of the best archives of all of his socials and accounts. There's a lot of other people doing good work right now. And again, I just want to clarify, I'm not trying to pretend like I've solved the case or like we know what's going on. We just have learned by now that the FBI is going to just cover everything up. And so it's up to us to try to dig everything out before they do. So that's what we're doing. And yes, it's ridiculous that that is even a set of sentences we have to say in America in 2024 when someone tries to kill the former and future president of the United States of America. And I mean, I can only imagine who might be backing up these operations to try to shoot him and who might be providing the intel and the access and the cover-ups, etc. So last thing I'll say, Ryan Routh, he's currently in custody. He was driving away in an SUV. They caught him. He's alive for now. And I just want to remind us all, Ryan Routh did not kill himself. If cameras malfunction outside of his cell, if he has a weird slipping accident, whatever happens, yeah, you know the story. 50 more days, my money's on at least one more attempt before we get there. So stay frosty, because the war machine desperately needs the wars to escalate, and they're not down with the MAGA MAHA folks shutting down the wars. And they are ready to kill people, ready to assassinate, allegedly, apparently, theoretically, just jokingly, in order to perpetuate those wars.
Excellent job, Ian Carroll. He's on with us Thursday. Jack Posobiec's coming up in about 8 minutes, the bottom of the hour, 33 after, with major breaking intel. Now, I want to just back up what he was just saying, and that's from yesterday. We know more now. It's all confirmed to be his sites. The documents are confirmed, the arrest record, the weapons of mass destruction, the CIA connections. I have all the articles. We'll go over it with Jack Posobiec. More coming up. The CIA was running the organization that he was running. Now, look at this. Possibility. Ryan Wesley Roth had informant, says ex-FBI leader. It was an unannounced golfing event, but the media was there all of a sudden, and so was the shooter who just pulled up on a road, ducked right in the woods, right where Trump was. Chris Schwecker told Newsweek that law enforcement will have to establish how Ryan Wesley Roth appeared to know the exact details of when Trump was playing golf at the Florida resort. And when you look at his Facebook and his X account, 100% the followers, almost to a person, and the post are automated to the CIA organizations run by the deputy director and the director. So they had their hands directly on this, and he's going back and forth. I mean, most people, you get caught with a weapon of mass destruction, a bomb, and a bunch of automatic weapons, you know, you're going to get a few years in prison. Zero. And the arrests just keep coming because the local cops are catching this guy doing sketchy stuff. A gopher for the deep state, obviously. That's a 99% probability right now. That's 100% in my mind. And they charge him, but it's always dropped. I mean, it's long. I've got the rap sheet right here. I mean, we're talking tiny lines of it, four pages. We're talking guns, weapons, sneaking around, doing all sorts of weird crap. This is amazing. Absolutely amazing information. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back with Jack Posobiec. I'm going to just say this again. I'm taking on the New World Order. You are our backers. You're the reason we've had so much success. You're the reason we're reaching, let's not exaggerate, in the last week, 20 million people a day on average on X. I mean, watching the videos, not just the post. And we had over 10 million viewers on X yesterday, not counting all the other videos I shot that have over 10 million themselves. One of them has 6 million. A bunch of others have a couple million. 20-something million people watched our videos yesterday on X. I mean, look, your investment in us is paying off, but I need the viewers and listeners to support us. We've got all the products you need. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the great products like Nitric Boost that purifies your blood and cleans out your cardiovascular system and is so good to counter all the garbage they put into our environment. Get the InfoWars MD. Products like the gummy bears with the CBD, the highest quality full spectrum and the full spectrum 1,000-milligram tincture. That's so good and at least 40, 50 bucks less than the leading competitors that we private label it from. InfoWars MD line, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. And then don't forget our great sponsor, drjonesnaturals.com, selling out. Next Level Foundational Energy is just one of the great products there. Despite the fact it's selling out, still discounted. It doesn't do a stimulant thing, but it is like a stimulant, and there's no letdown. You want to have this product. Next Level Foundational Energy, Cabochil, Colloidal Silver, Nano Silver. It's all at drjonesnaturals.com. You want to get great products, support the broadcast? Go there now. drjonesnaturals.com. InfoWars.com and the Alex Jones Store.com for t-shirts. Stay with us. The United States is like one of the top or most sick countries in the world. We spend more than anybody else per capita on medicine. This looks like it's going to get to a very bad place because, like I said earlier, all I see is the people that own the medical system, the banks, the insurance companies, big pharma doubling down.
All I have discovered that I can do is try to get things into the hands of patients as much as possible. That includes medication, that includes information, that includes awareness. And we have to help people navigate the system. Unfortunately, Alex, I think where it's going to go is going to get a lot worse before it gets better.
Explain what the wellness company does and again, it's a lot bigger than just COVID or monkeypox. I mean, you're talking about a total one shop to talk to nurses, doctors, online medicine, everything. This is a revolution, and it's the answer to where you don't have big pharma ordering all the big pharmacies not to prescribe stuff because they want you to buy their drugs like Remdesivir or whatever. I mean, this is revolutionary, and people need to understand it. So spend a few minutes about why you joined the wellness company and what it's doing.
People, I think, are fearful of getting healthcare because it's going to be terribly expensive. The reality is you can deliver healthcare for the vast majority of your needs extremely effectively. We can do it. We can get cost effective. We can get medication in your hands.
What you guys are doing is getting people directly in touch with doctors, nurses, practitioners, and others, and everything that they need. That's why I'm so excited about the wellness company and onlinehealthnow.com. Everybody needs to mark that down and get ahead of this in these uncertain times.
If you don't allow medical practitioners to practice medicine and you do it from a centralized authority, it is destructive for the patients. It is dangerous. And the more centralized, the more dangerous. And I don't know why in the world we would contemplate going and signing for a World Economic, you know, the World Health Organization so-called treaty to give them fiat authority over duly elected officials. That to me is the scariest, most evil idea I've ever heard. Your most effective unit is right back to you, your family, and somebody whom you contact to use their judgment to help you.
Link to use is onlinehealthnow.com. One word, onlinehealthnow.com. Thank you so much, sir.
Appreciate it, Alex. Thank you so much.
Well, that was a great interview. And again, he's one of the most prominent doctors in the world. And you could say, you know, kind of more mainline or whatever, but even he has come a long way and he's been standing up for free speech. And so the Wellness Company are awesome folks. They're a huge sponsor. These folks are the one-stop shop, and they've also got their spike protein detox on the site as well. So be sure and visit right now onlinehealthnow.com. Onlinehealthnow.com. Again, I want to thank Dr. Drew for coming on. It's your shot to own this piece of pure Americana, the most powerful, amazing truck in the world today. It's real simple. You go to thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. You can enter for free by putting your email, or when you buy great t-shirts or amazing knives and so many other great products that fund the InfoWar, you get entered 5 to 10 times for every purchase. Now, you're getting the colors I like the best, this dark green, this black, the red pinstripe. But what really matters is the shocks, the giant tires, the engine. Folks, I've had a lot of big trucks, but I'm telling you, they don't even compare to this. Be part of this, be part of history, be part of saving the Republic. And believe me, you want this truck. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I'll see you there, and I can't wait to find out who the lucky winner is going to be. I'm telling you, this is better than sex.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, we are now 33 minutes into this live Monday, September 16th transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones, and Jack Posobiec joins us with all of his great sources and research with the latest developments on what is unfolding with the attempted assassination of the second in 2 months and 3 days of the 45th president of the United States. All evidence shows Trump is really way ahead. The deep state knows that, and they are desperate to take him out, to pave the way for a wider war with Russia, with the authorization last week of Biden insanely to begin raining U.S.-made missiles down on Russian territory, something Putin has said, and his foreign minister has said, and they've told the U.N. as of Friday, we'll be in active war. We will be at war with Russia. Now, this just in, Martin County, Florida, Sheriff Snyder just came out and basically said that it looks like Ryan Roth may have been part of a greater conspiracy to kill President Trump. We're going to play that clip, and it's now, again, coming out. We have a former high-level FBI, Chris Seeker, saying that he obviously had help to drop in on the unannounced golf game of President Trump that was a snap decision, pulled right up. There's police all over the place, ran right in the woods, right when Trump was coming up. Ladies and gentlemen, that is just not a coincidence. Then you have his giant rap sheet, weapons of mass destruction, and then he just gets probation. Then he gets arrested over and over again with machine guns and guns and has a huge rap sheet. His Twitter account on X, connected to all these CIA operatives recruiting troops from America. This is the classic Lee Harvey Oswald cutout that you see over and over again. The question is, how long will he be alive? And they're now reporting would-be assassin Ryan Roth has been charged with possession of a firearm with a convicted felon, possession of a firearm with a obliterated serial number. He's currently not facing any charges related to assassination attempt, but that's probably coming. He's formally arraigned in 2 weeks. So we'll talk to Jack Posobiec here in a minute and a half. But first, here is the sheriff saying we should look at help. And that means you can't have the feds do the investigation. It needs to be the state and the locals, which is their right. We'll get Jack's take on that in a moment. But first, here's a clip.
2 miles to get all the resources in play so we could surround that vehicle and force it to a stop.
How was he driving when your deputy saw him?
How was he driving when we saw him? He was smart. He was just driving with the flow of traffic. Yeah, I think that he may have thought he got away with it. Of course, he couldn't have known that there was a witness who really did the right thing. Took a picture of him, took a picture of the tag. And he may have thought he got away with it. Of course, he couldn't have known that there was a witness who really did the right thing. Took a picture of him, took a picture of the tag. And he was just going to drive himself back to wherever he came from.
Did he have any, to your knowledge, any ties to Martin County or the Treasure Coast?
Yeah, to my knowledge, does he have any ties to Martin County? I think the answer, to my knowledge, the answer is no, I have no knowledge. I think what we're finding out, he's not from this area, which of course raises the bigger question is, how does a guy from not here get all the way to Trump International, realize that the president, former president of the United States, is golfing, and is able to get a rifle in that vicinity? I think that's the question the FBI, the Secret Service, are laser focused on today. Is this guy part of a conspiracy? Is he a lone gunman? If he's a lone gunman, President Trump is that much safer because we have him. But if he's part of a conspiracy, then this whole thing really takes on a very ominous tone.
And Sheriff, you mentioned the witness.
There's an open conspiracy to kill Trump. The Democrats, after Jack leaves us, I'll play a bunch of compilations of them calling for him to be killed, including Mr. Mudd from the CIA on CNN. Jack, thank you for giving us some time. I know you're very busy. You've got a lot of big developments and angles. You stayed up all night on this. You've got private investigators who I know well in the field in Pennsylvania on that. Now you're investigating this, expanding your big investigation briefing you'll be giving next Monday, 7 days from now, in Reading, Pennsylvania, right by your hometown with myself and Tucker Carlson. People can find out more about that historic event that's coming at tuckercarlson.com. Get your tickets quick. It probably will sell out. But Jack Posobiec, give us the latest.
Yeah, Alex, that's right. So the briefing will be coming up on the 23rd there, Reading, Pennsylvania, tuckercarlson.com/events. Go secure your tickets now because this thing, it's going to sell out fast. This is going to be the hottest event where we're going to be talking all about the Butler, Pennsylvania information, as well as the information that continues to spill out about this individual, Ryan Wesley Routh, and his potential connections to these foreign fighter flows, again, from Kabul to Kiev, as you and I spoke about last night. That's what he was directly involved in. Alex, after I got off your show last night, I did say, look, myself, my team, we were up into the wee hours of the morning cranking it out on this. We were then went into this morning. We began negotiations. We began looking at different things. And so, by the way, just for anyone, now, I know we've been working on the book, Bulletproof, the story of how the first assassination attempt on President Trump. And basically, if you had pre-ordered Bulletproof, and I just want to put this out there, if you went to orderbulletproof.com, you want the signed copy, whatever copy, you will get the latest edition. We just went in, we hacked and slashed the entire thing. We are now including as much information as we possibly can, essentially by today, on Ryan Wesley Routh and the second assassination attempt on President Trump. And I'm going to have more information about that next week with you and Tucker Carlson up on that stage. But Alex, the fact that this guy had direct ties to foreign fighter flows, I was able to break the story that he appeared in a propaganda video for the Azov battalion, the most controversial battalion, neo-Nazi battalion there in the Ukrainian military, someone that started as a volunteer regiment, was then formalized to be part of the Ukrainian National Guard. This is someone they fought in the Mariupol. They fought at the Azovstal plant, this huge stand there, and he appeared in this video. We don't know exactly yet who put together this video, but as you can see from it, this actually took place in Kiev. It looks like it's right there in Maidan Square, which is the very square where the Maidan Revolution, the Maidan Color Revolution, took place in 2014, which was totally backed by the Central Intelligence Agency. So again, if you've got a guy now who was bringing foreign fighters from Kabul to Kiev, or at least trying to, you had someone who was directly tied to the Azov battalion. You have someone who now we know as of this morning walks into the federal courtroom laughing. He walks into the courtroom laughing, and Alex, one of the first things they charged him with was to being a convicted felon who was in possession of a firearm. So let's go back. He's got an AK-47. How was it that he was able to have an AK, and the sheriff just mentioned it there, how was it that he was able to have an AK-47 or any rifle at all with the scope, et cetera, because with a obliterated serial number, the serial number filed off? Well, the obvious question is, does that rifle relate to his time in Ukraine? Did he bring that rifle back from Ukraine? Was he able to get it back to the United States? Was he able to bring it in without paperwork? Was he able to claim his status in this travel that apparently he was conducting with these foreign fighter groups, the International Battalion, et cetera, coming back from Ukraine? Was he able to get this gun in? And it's a basic question, by the way. If he's directly associated with these fighting groups on the ground, then it stands to reason that when he's got a Russian-style weapon that we know are used on both sides in the Ukrainian conflict, that did he get it from that area? And some people are saying that it may be an SKS, which is a variant. Again, we need to know where the gun came from. Of course, it is possible to get that in the United States, but of course, firearms retailers, we know they keep their stuff tight. We know the ATF is super strict. We know this is suspect. And AKs, look, it's just not as popular in the United States as ARs, even though we know they are very durable. They are very resilient. So the question is, how do you get this thing Ukraine to Hawaii, Hawaii to Florida? The sheriff is, of course, asking these questions. Also, ABC just a few moments ago broke the story that... Let me pull it up here. Broke the story that suspected Trump assassin Ryan Wesley Routh spent nearly 12 hours near Trump's golf course before being confronted. Nearly 12 hours. So he was lying in wait. He built that sniper's nest. Alex, by the way, in the photo you just showed, and here you can see in this Newsweek Romania video where he's got his hair dyed in the colors of the Ukrainian flag, the blue and yellow of the Ukrainian flag. This was how much of a Ukraine radical he was. In the photo you just showed, what he's hanging up there are, so he's got a plate carrier in the photo, but in the photo from the fence, those are two backpacks. And I had a source reach out to me and say that it looks like he has ceramic tiles in those backpacks. The ceramic tiles, if that's true, and you can see they sort of have that that square image, that they could have operated as a makeshift body armor. And if they did operate, therefore, as makeshift body armor, it could be that the Secret Service agent who responded, we don't know yet what caliber firearm the Secret Service agent was using, whether it was a rifle or was it a handgun, but it's possible that that ceramic tile that he set up for that sniper's nest actually did function as he intended and protect him from the Secret Service rounds as been fired.
Absolutely. I'm looking at that. Those are plate carriers. Those are plates hung up there that they come in backpacks.
Yeah, makeshift plate carriers.
Yeah.
Makeshift plate carriers. And it's possible. And again, this is not someone does without training. This is not someone does randomly. This is a trained fighting position that he was able to put together. The GoPro is up there directly. This is someone, again, 8 months on the ground in Ukraine. We haven't been able to prove or even get reporting yet on that he actually participated, whether or not he carried as Tim Walz claimed, carried a rifle in war. But he certainly has more combat experience than Tim Walz did because he actually traveled to the theater. So I received a report that he received training on an AKM, which is, again, similar platform to the AK-47. It's a variant, one of these various types of AK-47, the SKS, et cetera. Right, that were over there. But that he, the my source said that he received an injury and then didn't actually go into combat himself when he was over there. Again,
instead, he admittedly, though, began recruiting. And if you go to his ex that was copied before it was taken down, it's all connections to the CIA training facilities, to the CIA directors. I mean, this guy was spooked up big time.
Look, this guy, if he wasn't on the National Security Agency's radar, then I'd question why we even have any of these national security agencies. Again, when I was in Lviv around the same time period, by the way, which is May of 2022. So I was in Lviv, he was in Kiev, but I was around there. We saw the foreign fighters coming in. You saw these volunteers, people who were involved in going around the these groups in these units coming together to and by the way, the weapons that you could easily procure while you were over there were flowing all over the place. You could get weapons, you could get body armor, you could get grenades. Actually, I'm kind of surprised that he doesn't just have kit or regular body armor that he brought back from Ukraine with him, because it was so easy. I could have come back with plates and all sorts of things, but I didn't want to, because I didn't want anyone to be declaring me a foreign fighter when I was not there for that purpose.
Absolutely.
Especially if you get rolled up by the wrong side, and you know the federal government would try to make an issue out of that had I had participated in anything like this. But one of these guys, one of these just NAFO, and by the way, these NAFO nationalists, these guys are hardcore with jihad level fervor over there. Again, you could see painting the hair, dyeing the hair, going over, going and promoting this neo-Nazi battalion, extreme levels of fervor, almost religious level fervor. And these are the same groups the CIA has been playing footsies with. Adam Kinzinger, Alex Vindman, Rachel Vindman, the wife, putting up her tweets last night saying that this thing didn't matter. They're very worried about this, because these are the same type of people that they have been cheerleading for years at this point.
Well, that's right. And of course, Edward Snowden, who would know what he's talking about, says that the shooter has total vibes of Lee Harvey Oswald, and that the White House may not have clean hands here. You have the sheriff saying it could be a conspiracy. Look at the facts here. This guy's a big Harris supporter. It's all confirmed all over his Instagram, all over his Facebook, all over his Twitter. Now the media is trying to fact check and say that's not true. You look at the climate here. Now with 49 days out from the election, you were on just Friday saying they're going to try again on Trump. I told Glenn Beck that on Thursday. I mean, this is a no-brainer. The deep state is desperate. I think we would have to go out of our way to say this isn't part of a larger operation. And what do you think the establishment that's so desperate is going to do next? And what are the other angles to this story?
Well, Alex, it's clear that there's going to be another attempt before the election. It's also clear, by the way, that when people say, oh, this was just rhetoric who spun this all up, that it was just media. Sure, that's certainly one aspect of it, and that needs to be investigated. But also, I think the bigger investigation here needs to be first on, of course, media and rhetoric. President Trump talked about that in his first remarks this morning. But also we need to ask, why is it that the Biden White House has not provided the security, Mayorkas, Department of Homeland Security, not provided the security profile for President Trump? And by the way, his family, which includes his son, who's now going to school in New York City. And as much as I hate to say it, these are all potential targets now, target vectors, now that we've seen two assassination attempts on the man himself. And third, the investigation into Ryan Rob, they are going to try to silence this guy. They're going to try to disappear this guy, or worse. And we know what happens to people in federal prison that they want to get rid of. We need to make sure that this case goes to trial. We need all the information to come out. There cannot be a sealing of information, because we have to go deeper and deeper into his contacts. Look, he has a memoir that he talked about on Amazon, where he talks about various contacts and associates that he had with the International Ukraine Battalion when he was in Ukraine, when he was involved in these foreign fighter groups. Someone who's got information like that, whether or not he was a patsy, whether or not that was directly involved in this, he's going to have a lot of access to information, whether he knows it or not, that needs to come out in this investigation. A lot of information, by the way, that potentially, like I said, if these national security agencies actually were involved with him while he was over in Ukraine, there's going to be a lot of information that they don't want coming out in open court.
Jack, pulling back from this, I know you've got a lot of pull with Trump. We obviously can, put pressure on him, but he's going to always do what he wants. He did do this as a snap golfing outing, so that was smart. It wasn't pre-announced. That's all confirmed. But people say, oh, well, you know, he didn't want to look cowardly and basically go to a bunker. He's going to win the election. All evidence shows everybody votes. We're having a lot of victories, rolling back a lot of the election fraud. Some is still there, but I'd say 50% has been rolled back. Big decision in your home state of Pennsylvania to not let them put the old ballots or ballots after the date or ballots with bad signatures in there. A lot of other illegal aliens being expunged by the millions off the rolls from Texas to Nevada. So they're definitely scared. That's why they keep trying to kill him. What do you think Trump's posture should be now? Obviously, he put the bulletproof glass up at the outdoor events. That's great. But, I mean, it's a guaranteed now. This is accelerating. And I think we see unlimited assassination attempts. I mean, I think they'll try even quicker. I think they'll probably try to kill him again in the next 7 days. And then if that doesn't work within the next three after that, I think we're going to see, I know we're going to see this, and it's going to become incredibly obvious. So, A, what would you do if you were Trump? And then, B, what do you think the establishment that tried this is thinking right now?
Look, Alex, and I'm sympathetic to the talking point that, you know, perhaps he should take his physical security more safely. And that's number one, obviously, that he needs to have private security that are working hand in hand with the Secret Service at all times. He needs private security at every place he goes prior to put the drone up. Get the drone up there. Make sure it's going over. You're looking at suspicious vehicles, suspicious cars. He's got the money to be able to do this. This can easily be number one. If he needs to fundraise for it, I'm sure that Trump supporters and the
American people. There needs to be 10 drones up everywhere he is.
Put the drones up. Put an entire fleet of drones and have that all out there. And that's number one. Number two, look, as it comes to the rallies, he's not going to stop. He's not going. This man does not have the word quit in his vocabulary. This man does not understand the meaning of the word surrender. He's not going to quit. That being said, if he's going to continue the rallies, I would argue, of course, that he needs to go to do the hangar rallies that he was doing before, go to places where he's able to fly in with the plane, have those hard points. An airport is already generally secluded. It's generally a secure area, so or at least more secure than an open field or a golf course. When it comes to the golfing, also something that I think President Trump would be remiss to give up. We know that's sort of his, it's how he relaxes. It's how he spends his downtime. He also conducts business on the golf course. Again, it's going to be something that has to be looked at potentially to see how he can remain safe while being on these golf courses. But again, this is all doable if he's given the correct security posture. And if the Department of Homeland Security under Mayorkas doesn't want to give that to him, then he's got to do it privately.
Shifting gears into the big issue. You and I both said this Friday, and I said it hours before the news broke yesterday, that this has got to do with Russia. They got to clear the way with this escalation with the heavy missiles that just got greenlit last week. And then it comes out he's heavily involved, the CIA, Ukraine, foreign fighters, wanted to bring Afghans in. I mean, how obvious is that, Jack, that they need to get rid of Trump to pave the way for World War III?
Well, Alex, again, we talked about when I was on your show the other day, we talked about how they would potentially look at a conflagration between the U.S. and Russia to ignite World War III. And we talked about specifically how Kamala Harris had become the candidate of the party of war, how Kamala Harris had been the one who suddenly is promoting Dick Cheney, is promoting Leon Panetta, is promoting John McCain by name, and that she is the one all of a sudden using the same rhetoric of the United States must stand for its values around the world. The United States must stand to its allies. Again, and I said specifically, these are signals that she is sending out to the other members of the globalist coalition. I said that she was sending those signals out specifically. And now we've got someone here with a direct, and I'm just going to say it's a one-to-one tie with elements of the military-industrial complex, those same elements, the defense contractors that are bringing the foreign fighters in. Because, Alex, this is big money. This is the same type of story, by the way, that a year and a half ago I broke that Alexander Vindman himself was trying to get in on these military contracts to service the weapons, to service the vehicles, to service the equipment, the American and NATO equipment that was going into Ukraine. Vindman, and I got his slide deck up at humanevents.com 18 months ago, and people can go see the documents that I provided, that this is a war that Alexander Vindman, it played a huge role in, shall I say, an oversized role in kicking off himself, and all of this is in the book Bulletproof. We were able to get it in last night, that He played a role in kicking off the war. Now he's trying to profit off of the very war. So these war profiteers were going in. This guy himself may also have engaged in war profiteering. That's why he's going to Ukraine. That's why he's coming back. And they become useful idiots. They become useful idiots for those in power, people who are trying to make a quick buck, but then also people who are playing on the sensibilities and the emotions of those affected by the propaganda and those affected by the images coming out, to be able to spend their dollars, their treasure, and in some cases even volunteer to go and sacrifice their lives for the transnational security state. Remember, Alex, you and I have always said this isn't about the people of Ukraine. We don't want the people of Ukraine to suffer. This is about the oligarchs and the fact that right after Afghanistan and Kabul shut down, all of a sudden Ukraine kicked off. So how are you going to tell me that this guy was traveling and bringing foreign fighters from Kabul to Kiev, and he wasn't on the radar of any of the national security agencies? Sorry, don't pass the smell test.
Well, the public knows this is the deep state. The evidence is overwhelming. 60-second closing comment. Biden reportedly did greenlit, but he didn't want it to be made public, The Guardian and New York Times reported. When, if do you suspect that NATO will start raining storm shadows down inside Russia, and what do you think Russia's response will be?
Look, if NATO starts running down storm shadows inside Russia prior to the election, then what they're going to try to attempt to do then is kick off a World War III type scenario where this goes, where Russia then responds in places, in bases in Poland or bases within Estonia, wherever these the targeting is going from. And then, of course, the discussion will be about Article 5 of NATO.
The West is clearly trying, as they did successfully, to get Putin into Ukraine and now to provoke him into something wider to get us into a full war. They admit that and, of course, then bring Ukraine into NATO. This is madness. We've got to get Trump in. He will stop it. That's why they wanted Trump dead. Jack Posobiec, thanks for the update. I'll be talking to you soon.
God bless, Alex. I'll see you in a week, man.
Absolutely. There goes Jack Posobiec. All right, we're going to start the next hour, and I'm going to hit all the other news we haven't hit. And then I'm going to open the phones up for callers to respond to this, the World War III developments and escalations that are just historic, the worst ever, mainline analyst agree, the attempted second killing of Trump. You know, there's other stuff where they didn't get as close we don't know about, guaranteed. What do you think we should do? I really value your views, your ideas. We'll be talking to you next hour and the third and fourth hour today, the Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central with the War Room. Congratulations to Owen and Harrison. Their shows have exploded. They've always been big, but they are gigantor now. I want to thank all the listeners for spreading the word about the broadcast at Real Alex Jones, sharing the InfoWars live feed there as well, and others. All total, since Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we've had 60 million people on X alone click on the live feeds and the rebroadcast. That's not counting all the other stuff. I can't even have time to count the rest up. 60 million. Great job, everybody. We're not risking our lives for nothing. That's gargantuan. That's historic. Badass. You're the Paul Revere's. Keep sharing the links. Email, text message, word of mouth. Do it now. And please support our sponsor for great nano silver products, Next Level Foundational Energy, Cabochill, and more at drjonesnaturals.com. drjonesnaturals.com. Support us. Go there now.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
A limited edition, exclusive, InfoWars proprietary 24-carat .999 pure gold collectible is now available in this credit card size package, laminated with original InfoWars art. This is a memento to remind you of the fact that you kept InfoWars on the air at a critical time. We could do a straight-up donation drive, but we may have to do one. But this is basically the same thing as donating. You just get this collectible as a thank you from us for what you're doing. So please take action. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. We cannot stay on the air without your support. This is a collectible, and it is a beautiful piece of gold, a little bar that symbolizes your support of the InfoWar. I humbly ask you to take action and make the decision to keep us on air, because this is your chance to keep InfoWars on the air at a critical juncture in the fight for our republic.